My brothers, my sisters, my family in Christ. In the gospel today, obviously, which our deaconess has proclaimed to us, Jesus heals a leper. Actually, this was not leprosy or Hand's disease, which we recognize as leprosy today. Real leprosy did not come into the Middle East, so far as we know at least, until the 1800s, some 200 years ago. But they did have problems with their skins, and they were terrified with this at the time of our Lord. They did not know what it was. They did not know what it caused. They did not know if it would go away. Would probably, instead of being leprosy, which we know today, it was probably like a maybe poison ivy, or some kind of skin disorder. So these people, according to the book of Leviticus, from the first reading of the Mass, these people had to absent themselves from the community. They were not permitted to go to synagogue. They were not permitted to go to the marketplaces. They could not go home. They had to live isolated lives. And Jesus heals this man, whatever his problem was. Jesus came to heal not only the body. Jesus came to heal the soul. The leprosy of the soul, the Hand's disease of the soul, is sin. Sin by which we rebel against God, like Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis. We rebel against God. We say to God, I know better than you do, God. I will do what I want to do. I will do what I prefer, not what you have told me, not what you have revealed, not what you have taught. This coming Wednesday, as you well know, we begin the holy season of Lent, in which the church encourages us, or really Jesus through the church, encourages us not only to leave the sins of our lives behind us, but also to develop virtue, to develop goodness, to develop basically love. St. Augustine, in one of his letters about the year 400 or so, said, if we genuinely love, if we truly love, we can do anything we want. We will not break a commandment of God. Jesus came to manifest the love of God, to share the love of God, to spread the love of God. And our Lord Jesus was assisted in this by his mother, the Virgin Mary. Certainly Jesus is the Redeemer. It is Jesus who redeemed us from our sins. But Mary, his mother, our spiritual mother, the mother of the church, assists Christ in that. She assisted him 2,000 years ago in his public life in this world. She continues to assist him now in our own day. In the year 1858, if I'm not mistaken, if my math is not off base, that would be, 166 years ago. I'm better at theology than I am at math. The 166 years ago, Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus, appeared to little Bernadette Soubry in Lourdes in France. And she encouraged us to accept the love of God in our hearts, to share that love, to manifest that love, to live out that love in our daily lives. Jesus came out of love, God's love for us. Jesus came to manifest love. Jesus came to teach us how to love. That is his mission. And if we love, we will, as St. Augustine reminds us, we will not sin. Because sin is the epitome of hatred, It's recesses of rejection. It is the heart of hate, of hatred. Our Lady came, and like Jesus in his public life, the Virgin Mary heals. People go to Lourdes, go to other places where the Virgin Mary has appeared, like Guadalupe in Mexico, Fatima in Portugal. And she heals. She prays to God that people who come to her with sickness, with illness, will be healed. Not all are, but many are. But this real healing is the healing of the soul. Jesus, in his public life in this world, healed bodies of the cripples, of the blind, of the deaf, of the lepers, as a sign that he had come to heal the soul. So the healing of the body is a sign, a reminder that God heals our souls. And it is that which we need. We of course, like to have our bodies healed. But inevitably, in time, our body will die, will be interred. But our soul, which is healed by the sacraments of Jesus in the church, our soul will live forever. Today, after the Mass, we will have anointing of the sick. Those who are seriously ill with some kind of affliction, some kind of illness, some kind of disorder in the body, can be anointed with the sacrament of the sick. Jesus gave us this sacrament 2,000 years ago, that if it is God's will, we die physically, that our sins will be removed, punishment and purgatory will be removed, and we'll go directly to heaven. But many times with the healing of the sick, and every parish priest has seen this, with the healing of the sick, there is a great joy, a great happiness, and the sickness is removed. So whatever the will of God is, whether we die at this point in time or whether he will bring about healing in our body, this is God's will. And if we truly love, genuinely love, we will accept the will of God, we will want the will of God, we will live the will of God. And as there are many who are sick, there are many who care for them. Nurses, doctors, medical technicians. These spend countless hours, hard hours, difficult hours, in caring for the sick. And that's not always easy. Sometimes when we're sick, we're not very well disposed toward being helped. We can become rambunctious, we can become angry, we can become despairing, but they continue to help. So we join now in praying for those who care for the sick. Not only in formal institutions like hospitals, nursing homes, but also those who care for the sick in their own families. They spend hours and hours and hours caring for the sick, and we pray for them. Blessed are you, Lord, God of mercy, who through your Son gave us a marvelous example of charity and the great commandment of love for one another. Bless these men and women, your servants, who so generously devote themselves to helping others. When they are called on in times of need, let them faithfully serve you and their neighbor in the service of God's love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.